If you were named the head of the economy, okay, mm-hmm. it was your job to fix everything, what would you do?
Oh, my gosh. I would bring the troops home from Iraq. I would pull them all out. Now, that would add a lot of people here in the United States. Those military that would be unemployed, we'd have to do something with them, at least phase that in. So I would put them, I would also pull our troops out of Europe, and I would put them on the coast, manning the security, manning our ports of entry, doing jobs like that here in the United States. Mm-hmm. So instead of having soldiers living in Europe, living in Japan, spending money over in Europe and in Japan, I would bring them home. Those troops would be spending money in the United States as opposed to Europe. The amount of money we've wasted in Iraq is just staggering. They've admitted $500 billion, and that's what they have admitted. There are another hundreds of billions that's kept off of the books that they've not admitted. That money certainly could have been spent better here at home. For instance, what if instead of bombing the hell out of Iraq, we build some nuclear power plants out west sitting on top of all that oil shale that I talked about?
Right.
Use those nuclear reactors, heat it up the earth, bring that oil. Now we don't even need that oil from Iraq. We tell them to go to hell. We've got enough oil in the oil shale. The problem is getting it out. It takes a mammoth amount of heat to generate that. But a $500 billion was a lot of money. So maybe we could have done something over here. Maybe we could have built up our power grid in the United States, built up our infrastructure here, done something with building liquid natural gas terminals, that kind of thing. There's so much things that we could have done with the money that we wasted there. But other things you have to cut spending. I would cut the military budget. I would I'm in favor of free trade. We can't hide, like it or not, we have to deal with a global economy, and we're going to have to learn to compete in that global economy. So I would the farmers would scream, but I would cut subsidies on crops. They did it in New Zealand, and New Zealand is far better off for it. It increased competition. They wouldn't mm-hmm. even go back if they had a choice to go back. I would kill the GSEs. I would get rid of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We don't need government programs convincing people that housing is a good thing, and that to promote housing over renting. That's not the government's job to do that. The government needs to get out of the way. So there would be short-term pain, but nobody wants to have that short-term pain. But that's what's needed. The first country in the world that really just goes to free trade and says, regardless of what any other country does, we're gonna have free trade, and we're gonna be open for business. That country is gonna win. Instead, we fight these games with Europe all the time. Well, if you don't cut your sugar tariff, we're not cutting ours. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, the price of candy goes through the roof because we've got artificially inflated sugar prices. It's that kind of thing. We need to get rid of it. Didn't the Republicans run on a campaign of smaller government? We've got more government employees now than ever.
What would you do with the IRS, Mish? Would you change the tax code and structure?
I certainly would. I would go for some kind of flat tax or other.
What about a use tax?
Possibly a combination of the two to encourage savings. A I don't think you would want to do it totally a value-added tax like they do in Europe, but you know, maybe some combination of a flatter tax with part of it being based on consumption, that kind of thing. Certainly something fair. I would certainly allow, this is a big one, I would rework this Medicaid, Medicare bill. That was just a big giveaway to the major pharmaceutical companies. We can't import, you know, drugs, prescription drugs from Canada into the United States. The bill was written such that Medicaid and Medicare can't even do group borrowing. Excuse me, group bargaining. I said borrowing. The
maybe they need to borrow.
we need some drastic changes. Instead, you know, what we're likely to see is you know, more debate about gay rights. You know, we need some dramatic changes along the lines of what I said. And yeah, there would be some pain for that. Somehow, we need a redistribution of wealth, but it has to happen. It has to happen naturally. It has to happen through the market, as opposed to socialist,
that's
the
key.
Rich and give to the poor. But, you know, I think with the right kind of environment here in the United States, that can happen. But the consequences of shutting off all of that spending at one time, you probably got to phase it out. But you do have to start somewhere. The other thing I would do, this whole mess stems from a credit bubble. We've got banks, you know, willing to, you know, lend money at credit creation coming out of the air. I would gradually raise the reserve requirements at banks. So right now it's at 0%. They're loaning literally every penny they get in. I would gradually raise the reserve amounts on savings and checking accounts from 0% by 10% a year, you know, maybe all the way up to 80%.